You may want to turn in your New Testaments to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And use that as a text for our invitation this evening. On this particular occasion, the Apostle Paul's demeanor in his writing to the Corinthians was a bit better than it was the first time he wrote them. And we've been discussing quite extensively in our Sunday morning class his first epistle. And there were a lot of problems that existed, a lot of sins that they were guilty of. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, he talks about their repentance. They had a penitent attitude and they had proven themselves to be zealous in their sorrow and their effecting of change in their lives. And so the Apostle Paul was really positive, or more positive at least, with regard to his discourse with them in the second epistle. And I think this interesting thing in verse 12, he says, "We do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart." I think it's kind of interesting. Paul said, basically, "I'm finished with defending myself to you. It's your turn to defend me to others." And there was evidence. He had proven himself to them. But there was always, with Paul's ministry, accusations being raised. And it seems that there are individuals that thought him to be rather peculiar because of his stand and because of his zeal. You might remember in Acts chapter 26, as Paul was giving his defense before Festus, that Festus said, "Much learning has made you mad," made him crazy. And I want you to notice in verse 13, perhaps an allusion sensitivity on the part of Paul to accusations of that sort that have been made. He said, "If we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we're of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." So there is something to be said in verse 15 concerning the reason for Christ's death and how the Apostle Paul took that personally. And I would like to ask you to consider how you are perceived by those in the world. Do people in the world look at you as a bit peculiar? Maybe a little bit of unsound mind because of the diligence that you have in serving the Lord. There have been recently accusations that have been raised against me and my family that we're part of a cult. Maybe you've had the same thing said of you because of our zeal and our desire to do exactly what the Bible says and unwillingness to compromise. Well, that's, you guys are just a part of a cult. And so maybe the answer we should give as well is, well, if we're crazy, we're crazy for God. And that we recognize that when Christ died on the cross, he died so that from that point on, we would no longer live for ourselves, but rather we would live our lives for God. And that should be the thing that animates each and every one of us. That takes a great deal of zeal, dedication, commitment to God. So what is the level of your commitment? Is it as it should be? Are you just sliding by? Or is God truly first in your life? If you're not a Christian, he's not. And we desire that he become first in your life tonight. Repent of your sins, confess him as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. You can rise to walk in newness of life, a slave of Christ. And from that point on, giving yourself diligently to him, you can be found faithful in the end. If there is something that is amiss in your life as a Christian, and you have not been as dedicated as you should be, or there is some other sin or perhaps failing on your part that you want to be made known, any encouragement that we could offer to you, whatever the need may be this evening, an invitation is extended to you. And if you have that need, would you come while together we stand, while we sing?